Wow, the worst day for the markets going back all the way to 2008. Dow down over 500 points today. And as soon as I got the alert on my phone, I thought, I got to talk to Rick Applegate and get the very latest on this and get as much insider information as possible. Rick Applegate, the president and CEO of First Commonwealth Financial Advisors, host of KDKA's Money Talk, joins us right now. Rick, welcome back to KDKA.
Always good to be with you, Robert.
Rick, what happened today?
The stocks dropped, Robert.
Yeah? Why did they drop, Rick?
We had a plunge. We didn't have a drop. We had a plunge. They were down over 500 points. I mean, it was just a mess out there today. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons. We could go on and on here in this segment to talk about all the reasons why, but I think that basically it was due for a pullback after having climbed from the seller that it was in back in 2009, around late February, early March. It was at the low.
Mm-hmm.
And then it began a phenomenal increase of about 119% cumulative gain since then.
So no real correction during that time, and you think this is part
right.
of that?
I do. I think that there was one in the offing. I think this is it, because a lot of the events did finally come together, not the least of which I'm hearing a lot about in the media today, was the perception of ineptitude being created by our Congress and their inability to get things done to help this economy. I think there is a lot of truth in that. I think that when the markets get somewhat overpriced, as mm-hmm. this market has gotten, it needed a pullback, and then events occur which promulgate and push that event to conclusion. And Congress helped to do that.
Now, some are suggesting that there are concerns that the U.S. economy is not growing fast enough. Unemployment still very high. Long-term unemployed, 6 months or longer, we're looking at numbers that are consistent with a couple of years ago. And some people are saying that we could easily go into another recession here.
It's very possible. The official definition of a recession is when you have two quarters of declining GDP, consecutive quarters of declining GDP. So we haven't quite got there yet, but
mm-hmm.
we sure had a revision to the first quarter. We thought we had a pretty good gain in the first quarter. It got pulled way back. And then the second quarter, we had practically no growth whatsoever, about 0.4%. So not really good growth in the domestic economy, which is a result of consumers, which is 70% of that number. GDP is comprised of four components, the biggest one being consumer spending. It was non-existent, Robert. It's, you know, consumers have just said, forget it.
Right.
On the other side, let me say, though, something else which is important. Consumers are saving more. Their saving rate went from 5 to 5.7% of disposable income. So it's not like they're running out and doing something else with it or whatever. They are saving it, and we haven't seen that phenomenon for quite some time.
What's interesting about this, Rick, if I understand the markets a bit and the economy a bit, is that even though it's a great thing that the American people are saving more, ultimately those are dollars that are not being spent that could otherwise be driving the economy. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It certainly does. But let me put it in the context of that is a reference to an old paradigm, a paradigm which over the prior 10 years of this economy boosted it, bolstered it, led people to borrow their houses until they had no money left in the value of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and they spent. After the attack of 9/11, President Bush said, what can we do to help at this moment? Go out and spend.
Right.
And the fact is, we've done that too much. So we have a paradigm shift here that we have to think about, which is, you know, is spending as much as we did healthy? And does the gross domestic production of this country have to depend on 70% of it coming from consumers spending?
Rick Applegate with us, president and CEO of First Commonwealth Financial Advisors, host of KDKA's Money Talk. This is clearly a sign, is it not, that when it comes to a better mindset, when it comes to fiscal responsibility, saving more, spending less, getting out of debt, being more fiscally responsible on an individual basis, on a corporate basis, on a statewide government basis, that ultimately there's going to be a pain associated with that turn, correct?
Absolutely, Robert. Most definitely. I really, and I've said this now for quite a long time, I truly think that what we are going through is a new America. We are going through a period, and you and I talked about this before, as a matter of fact, that when we were first an agrarian economy, and then we transitioned from an agrarian to industrial, from industrial into more of a communications. And I think, as I've said to you before, I think we're a country in search of what are we going to become? Where are we going? And I think that's all being played out in many respects of this uncertainty, this elevated level of concern against a global economy, by the way, because we're not the only economy or the only government out there wrestling with what are we going to all become.
Right.
Interrelationships in the mix is quite interesting, an incredible dynamic, but also very volatile right now.
Well, Rick, I think what concerns a lot of people, and concerns me too, is that when we moved into an industrial economy, and then you had the depression that then ultimately you go into World War II, and then virtually all the world's facilities to be able to manufacture are decimated, and we become the world's virtual lone manufacturer for a good period of time. And then we transition to an information financing society, service sector. I'm concerned that we really don't know what the next step is. I mean, the manufacturing is clearly gone. We don't have an agricultural society to be able to go back to and lean on because, obviously, the advances of technology. I'm not really sure that the service sector is going to be able to be there like it once was, considering we were doing so much outsourcing of services to other countries as well. Do you see it as a situation where we're just really concerned about not even knowing what the next phase is, let alone being able to be on top of it?
Well, I think that's true. I don't think we know yet what the next phase for America will be, and we're trying to find that. But let me put another point to what you just said in context. Take a company like Apple. Now, Apple makes a lot of products that a lot of people demand, and it sells those products. It's
right.
got huge revenues. And it's got huge corporate profits and huge cash in reserves, and its stock dropped today almost 4%.
Wow.
My point being that there's a lot of companies out there where you're going to have a very broad brush day like we saw, where everything, the proverbial baby got thrown out with the bathwater, which is what I'm going to talk about tomorrow on Money Talk. The fact is a lot of companies got thrown out who don't deserve to be thrown out. And it's those companies, those Apples, those Googles, and those other innovative companies that we have created in America that will lead us forward if we put our emphasis on turning to those opportunities where we could be leaders.
All right, one last question for you before I let you go. Do you see a move back up tomorrow? That considering that we have gone through such a stretch now where we have been down and now this just the bottom dropping out of over 500 points, are you seeing a big update tomorrow, or do you think that there's a potential for to even go even further down?
At the moment, I'll bet to the downside. The reason I would is that the S&P 500's technical support level was 1,222.
Mm-hmm.
We broke through it today. Down to 1,200. So from that support level of 1,222, we dropped yet almost another 2%.
Wow.
I don't think then that we have a support line at this moment, and that the numbers coming out tomorrow about jobs may push this down before the weekend a little further. So I don't think we're going to see buying going into the weekend. I think we might see more selling.
Triple-digit losses?
Potentially. It could be more than 100 points again tomorrow. I hate to say much more than that, but it could be somewhere, I hope not, but potentially 100 to 200 points.
Rick Applegate, President and CEO of First Commonwealth Financial Advisors and host of KDKA's Money Talk. Always great talking to you, Rick.
You too, Robert. Take care.